Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
I am going to change to Drew this week. And it's, like I said, it is no fault of Blaine. I think Blaine is going to be a hell of a player.
But that's your heck of a headline as BA makes the change at QB. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily and AZCardinals.com. Cardinals just lost a game where they ran 80 plays to the Redskins 48. They outrushed them 141-31 and held the Redskins to 1 of 9 on third down, yet lost.
The most frustrating part about that loss was?
The fact that we were moving the ball, we just couldn't convert. That's been a problem. Couldn't score in the red zone. You know, we were running for a decent amount throughout the whole game. Just not being able to finish drives is a big killer for us.
After reviewing the film, it's obviously a game we should have won. 4 or 5 opportunities in the red zone to score touchdowns, and just got to make plays, whether it catches, throws, protections.
Yeah, BA saying it was a little bit of all the above, and it all added up to 0-for-6 in the red zone, 4-of-19 on third down, and the Cardinals haven't reached the end zone in 10 quarters, hence the change at quarterback.
I just think Drew's going to give us a better chance to win this game this week, and that's all it's about. It's not about, for me, we're not going to throw our hands up and say, hey, let's lose the games, get a better draft pick. That's all bullshit to me. We're going to take the guys we think can win this game and go win this game.
And although the Cardinals put together a few long drives, no doubt, the final stats were not kind to Blaine Gabbert. 16 of 41 passing, he had a pick, he had a fumble, he was sacked 5 times, and had a QB rating of 43.6.
It's just a matter of us getting those touchdowns that are there from experience and trying to win this game. Drew's in my ear the whole game. Hey, I think he likes this. I see this, and he's always right. I mean, he gives me the best information. Carson, the same way.
He's an experienced quarterback. He's been through it, so, like, he goes in, he knows what he's doing, controls offense pretty well, so I have all the faith in him and whoever's in there on the team.
And finally, now that the Cardinals are officially eliminated from the postseason, if you're the GM, well, you focus on the offseason. So we'll leave you with what Steve Keim said this morning on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
And it was a frustrating game, disappointed, and the fact that we were eliminated from playoff contention, you know, again, is a disappointment. And I apologize to our fans, everybody in our organization, and moving forward, we have a lot of work to do. It's going to be a busy offseason. We'll continue to evaluate this team the last 2 games, and I promise the product on the field in 2018 will finish much stronger.